For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
After a while, it will show your body. Is that correct? Is that true? That is the way, you know, worship, singing. Just imagine, you know, many of our parents, if what Dominion and David are having now, if I had it when they were at their age, I wouldn't be here by now. Do you understand? If I was exposed to this kind of atmosphere when I was their age, I will not be here like this. I will not be at this level of spirituality. I got to know God's presence when I was in 100 level. I never knew what it means to have God's presence. I didn't understand these kind of things. Now, how many of you know that if your parents knew what they knew at this age, they wouldn't be where they are at their own age now? Did you? What you know now, if my parents should know what I know now at this age, you wouldn't be where he is now, because normally knowledge will repel negativity. It will just make it grow automatically. So we are privileged to know. We may be young, and what we are doing may not be making sense to some. It may be making sense to some. But I want to also understand, as people of understanding, that worship, prayer, the word of God that you keep hearing often and often and often and often again, is doing something to you that you may not know unconsciously. Praise God. You know, it was C.S. Lewis that said that every day nothing changes, but when you look behind, everything has changed. Do you understand? Today is Thursday. No, today is Friday. It looks like nothing has changed today. But when you go to December and then look at June, you discover that a lot of things changed in the month of June. But when it was changing, you never knew. Are we together? So anytime you worship like that, something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. You may not know that it's happening. Just like when you're around bad influences, you may not know that they're influencing you. Until one day you're talking with somebody, the word just jumps from your spirit and you say, where is it coming from? You understand what I'm talking about, guys? So that's what this atmosphere is doing, something to us. We may not know what it means. Even myself may not know. But one day the Bible says, give yourself wholly to them, and then thy profit may appear to all. Hallelujah. What we are doing, the benefit will show very soon. Are we together? Our prayer, our fasting, our dedication to God's work. You know, most times I wish I can invite all of us. If you want to understand the benefit of serving God, read 1 Chronicles from verse 15 down to 2 Chronicles, to the last chapter of 2 Chronicles. If you want to understand the benefit of serving God, you read that a king came and refused to serve God, and then there was war, there was frustration. Another one came and chose to serve God, and then in his days, peace was established, and then God prospered. Another one will come up there and refuse to serve God, and then just read from there, you just wonder. I'll just wonder at how people can be. All together, serving God pays. It has ever paid and always pays. I want you to be committed to God. All together, guys. Be committed to His presence. It will pay at the end. It will pay. The Bible says the vision is on appointed time. Don't eat tarry, wait for it. Your fasting will pay you one day. All together. Your fasting will pay one day. Your prayer will pay you one day. Your coming to church will pay one day. Everything you are doing in God's kingdom will pay one day. And I believe you will never give up. You will never give up in your pursuit for God. You will not compromise in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, when I was younger, my whole I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their sick bed for bread. Nobody has served God and regretted it, but people serve the devil and they regretted it. People will rise to highest level of power and then the devil just waste their life. They never knew. The devil will deceive them. You'll be a king in hell. Nobody has served God and regretted it. Not one person. The thing that we are celebrating on that is not important to God, though. How we get up? The people we are celebrating, the money we are celebrating, the fame we are celebrating, is not important to God. And these are things that don't have eternal value. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. The month of June has been a month of prayer and the word of God. Today I was supposed to start upon the word of God, but when I went home, Holy Spirit spoke clearly to me that we are supposed to pray. Hallelujah. I have my sermons already, in fact, I have another sermon for today. But today we'll be praying. We'll be praying all through. Are we together?
Yes,
we'll be praying all through. So I want us to get ready to pray. I'll just charge us on some things. On life. Where you are today is as a result. In our apostle, man will always say that your prayer can go and remote your future and dictate the way your future should be like. Are we together? 1 second can change your life forever. 1 minute can change. You know, as you are stepping out of this door, from here to Canada, you can change your life forever. Is that correct? Something can just happen that can change your life forever. The owner of the biggest supermarket in Abuja was traveling on Wednesday to Abuja. Stray bullet. No more. Just 1 second. His life has been, the family, the whole company, everything has changed forever. That is the way things must not happen to you like that by chance. How do you get that? Your prayer in the spirit, many things you pray for can secure your future, can guarantee you and dictate and premeditate your life so that nothing happens in your life by mistake. How do you get that? God told me that today's prayer meeting will mark a difference for our life. Hallelujah. Today's prayer meeting will mark a difference for our life. Everything we'll be praying for will mark a difference and it will have a particular difference. There are prayers I prayed in the past of my life and I'm seeing the result today. And I want to assure you that the prayer you'll be praying today, you will see the results. Do you understand, guys? The truth is the prayer you will be praying today, you will see the result. The month of June has been exciting for all of us. I have testimonies as a result of our prayers, and I believe some of us also have testimonies as a result of our prayers. Shows that God is said to do great and mighty things. We'll be praying into our future. Altogether, praying into our future. We must pray. No, until a man prays, like I said on Sunday, it seems God will do nothing until we pray. Until we pray and dictate. We have looked at asking, seeking, and knocking, and then we will launch the church together tonight and pray extensively. Pray extensively. Hallelujah. We pray. I have some particular prayer when God has laid in my spirit. Sorry. When God has laid in my spirit, we will pray them and then we'll pray other prayer points. Are we together? Psalm 65 verse 2. Let's read it. Psalm 65 verse 2.
Psalm 65 verse 2.
2, sir.
All you who hear prayer.
Now, thank you very much. All you that heareth prayer. Yes.
You all flesh of God.
Now, oh God. He's talking about God. Are we together? Oh God that answereth prayer. Shall God. How many of you have prayed a prayer and you know God answered you? You have one prayer in your life. Like in details, like this one does not happen by chance. You knew God answered your prayer. How many of us? So that means all of us have testimony to answer prayer. So that means we know that if we pray, they will answer us, especially in our other things. Is that correct? We'll be praying into our future, praying into our life. I tell you by God, you know, there's no prayer in my most times when I sit down to think about the sacrifice all of us make to come for service, the money we spend, the resources we go into to come here. It makes me to take every service serious and to invest spiritually to see that there is result. There is no service that I pray less than another. I'm together. So I in the place of prayer, God clearly told me that what we pray for, we'll see the results. I'm together. We'll see the result of our prayer today. Everything will outcome for us. We'll see the result. We'll stand and look back and remember that this was the prayer I prayed in June. Word to word. Are we together? Now, I want all of us to pray. Something I don't like us to play sound. It's not because I like the sound. But those of you who play the sound, I also want you to pray. Altogether, Are we together? So I want us to pray, but I discovered that I want me to pray. I don't want me to pray. Michael needs to pray and play. So Michael, come on, mount the keyboard. I want all of us to pray. We pray today. I really want me. I want to be the one of us to pray because of the particular prayer we'll be praying. Praise God. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the first prayer we'll be praying is for fruitfulness in the kingdom. Genesis 1 verse 22. May it help us with John 15 from verse 1 to 8. Genesis 1:22. Genesis 1:22. Somebody else, John, you're helping us with John 15, 1 to 8. Where is
it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 15, 1 to 8.
Yes.
I am the true vine.
Yes.
And my Father is the vine dresser.
Yes.
2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit,
yes,
he takes away.
Now, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, God cut it off. Yes.
And every branch that bears fruit,
yes,
he prunes.
Yes.
That it may bear more fruit.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
Yes, sir.
4. Abide in me and I in you.
Yes, sir.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
Yes.
Unless it abides in the vine.
Yes.
Neither can you. Unless you abide in me.
Yes.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
Yes,
he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And he gathered them and threw them to the fire, and they are gone. 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
Praise God. Thank you very much, sir. Genesis 1:22.
Yes, sir. And God blessed them.
God blessed them.
Saying,
be fruitful
and multiply.
And multiply.
And feed
the waters of the sea.
And let fowl multiply in the earth.
Yes. Which question is that one?
It came down.
Thank you, James. Genesis 1:22. Hallelujah. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the sea. And let fowl multiply in the earth. Hallelujah. Now we pray for fruitfulness in your life. That your life will not be barren in the kingdom. Are we together? Are we together, guys? That, let me tell you guys, when you stand before God, what will matter is how fruitful you were in the kingdom. Are we together? It's how fruitful were your songs? How fruitful were your preaching? How fruitful were your givings? How many fruit did you produce for the kingdom? If you invented handkerchief or invented something and it doesn't have impact and fruitfulness in the kingdom, on the last day it will not be important. For how fruitful we are in the kingdom is important. Remember when I put on fruitfulness, you remember? So be praying extensively. Father, I want to be fruitful. Is that a good prayer when you pray? I want to be fruitful, to be productive. Don't forget that you'll be praying all through. So that when you start praying, don't be expecting amen. So when I say amen, I'll do that. Put on our feet and say, Father, mention the area you desire. And say, Father, I want us to be fruitful. Please, I want us to pray. Father God, I want to be fruitful. Father, I want to be fruitful.
I desire to be fruitful in the kingdom. I I'm not going to be able to do that.
verse 14. Psalms 90 verse 14. Mante la barahash. Psalms 90, 14. Amen.
Verse 14.
Yes.
And the truth will satisfy us early. With
now,
your mercy.
He said, oh God, satisfy us early with your mercy.
That we may rejoice.
Now listen to the next word. That we may rejoice.
And be glad in all our days.
And be glad in all our days. Thank you very much. Now listen to me now. Hear me now. It is good that you didn't have a child and then you have triplets at the age of 55. It will be a good testimony, is that correct? But that is not really a good testimony. It's good you have your children when they are due. Is that correct? Yes, they never will be glorified, but no. Satisfy us what? Early. It is good. Wealth on time is better than wealth in old age. Is that true? To be able to make impact early. That's what he said. So that all our days we may be rejoicing. When you are satisfied early, you'll be able to marry early. You will not be delayed of marrying because you don't have money. That's the reason why many young people are not married. Is that correct? And the youngster, you'll be able to marry early because your husband will be there. You have the money to build your house on time and then live a comfortable life. Many people suffer in old age because of what they ate in their youthful age of poverty. We'll be praying, Father. It is a prayer and a desire. And if you ask God for it, He can do it for you and for me. Amen. Yes. So that you can break through in time. Break through in time. And Jotham was 25 years old when he became a king in Israel. Is that not true? Jotham was 7 years old. That you can make it. You can become it on time. Now, give us the next few minutes to pray and cry out to God all your desires in life. And say, Father, you can be a doctor by 35. A professor by 30 is possible. So, why do you need to go for a promise? In 4 years, you have a PhD. 4 years. From you have a PhD in 4 years. If I come in, say 3 years. I can be a professor in 5 years. It's possible. We'll be praying, all of us on our feet now. And the Father, make your cry to God. Satisfy me, Eddie. Satisfy me, Eddie. Shamanani, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, it is your prayer for your life. It is a prayer for your destiny. Pray, 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 pray. Thank you.
anointing. Can you hear me now? God told me that, you know, one mistake can make your life journey to be 15 years. Is that correct? A mistake. You know when people say that, don't tell people you're about your past. They created a past one time and they lengthened their journeys. There are people that one error in business made them to suffer longer. Is that correct? One relationship mistake makes somebody not be able to be married or to marry it. So I will be taking authority over every spirit of errors, every spirit of delays in your life, in my life. Father, as you have said and has spoken, over everyone hearing and will hear this voice, every spirit of error that will make you lengthen your life journey or your testimony, they are arrested by fire in the name of Jesus. The spirit that arrested by fire, you will not make those mistakes. You will not make those mistakes. And anything that will cause delays in your life, they are arrested in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. May God take your seat. Isaiah 11. Read, help us. Isaiah 11 from verse 1 to 2. Somebody else, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Somebody else, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Somebody else, Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. Who's on Ephesians 1:17? Okay, David, who is helping us with Daniel 5:2? Daughter David, who's helping us with Daniel 5:2? Somebody else, Colossians 1:9. What I mean, you can go on.
Isaiah 11.
Yes.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse.
Yes.
And a branch shall grow out of his roots.
Yes.
That's true. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Yes.
The spirit of wisdom.
Now the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Say with me, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me. Shall rest upon me. Yes, the spirit of what next?
The spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Come on, there is a spirit of wisdom that will rest upon you tonight. Say amen. Yes, the next spirit.
The spirit of counsel and might.
The spirit of counsel, wisdom and might. Yes.
The spirit of knowledge.
The spirit of knowledge. Yes.
And of the fear of the Lord.
And of the fear of the Lord. Thank you very much. Now, it is one spirit for different dimension. How do you, yes, Daniel, can I help us?
Ephesians 1.
Yes.
That the God of our Lord Jesus
Christ. Now the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Father of glory.
Yes.
May give unto you the spirit of
wisdom. May give unto me the spirit of what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
And revelation.
And revelation.
In the knowledge of him.
In the knowledge of him. Thank you very much. Daniel chapter 5 verse 12. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Read that was Colossians 1. What? Colossians 1. Yes.
Colossians 1 verse 12.
Yes.
For this reason, we also.
For this reason, we also, yes.
From the day we heard of it,
yes,
ma'am, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for
special
you.
Special requests, yes.
Asking that you may be filled.
That is it. It is a special request to God to ask him to fill us with what?
That you may be filled with full, deep, and clear knowledge of his will.
Oh my God.
In all spiritual wisdom.
Now, this also says it is a special request to add up for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Come on, are we together at all? Thank you very much, man. Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. Daniel verse 12, yes.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Inasmuch as an excellent spirit.
An excellent spirit.
Knowledge. Understanding.
Yes.
Interpreting dreams.
Yes.
Solving riddles.
Yes.
And explaining enigmas.
Yes.
Whom the king named Belteshazzar.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now listen to me, guys. Now we have done that. All of us, just listen to me. The day you get the spirit, there's a dimension of the Holy Spirit that makes knowledge available to you, and understanding, and wisdom. Normally, in the natural world, the more you know, the higher you are paid. Two of us. A PhD is paid higher than a certificate holder and than a degree holder. Knowledge puts you on the top. The day you know deliverance, the Bible says you preach deliverance. That means as I am preaching, knowledge is entering you, deliverance comes to you. As a matter of fact, the highest form of deliverance is knowledge. So the day you know that poverty is not your portion, you will forever. Knowledge, and then you understand. Are we together? Then you know that this thing should not be part of your life. You are free. You must pray that, Lord, lead me to the books to read. Lead me to the right people in my life. You give me the right knowledge. I am where I am because of the people that I know and because of what I know. If I know better, I'll be better. Is that the truth? If I know better, I won't be here. Where I am is the result of what I know. The more you know, the better your life becomes. The wiser you are, the better your life becomes. The more understanding you have, the more you discover that nobody can do who will let you anyhow. So we pray, Father Lord, that dimension of the Holy Ghost that made knowledge accessible, wisdom accessible, and understanding. I want it. Do you want it? I want to make a special request. Do you know if we make a special request to God? And say, Father Lord, grant me spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Come on. I am a man of God, I don't know Sabia, but if I am pressed on your prayer, Shamalaka there, you will see the result of this prayer. Thank you. So David the prayer, I also say that when the people are hearing me all together, say that the other religion, when they want to enter their worship center, they remove their shoe. Is it true? But David the prayer said that Christians, when they want to enter the church, they leave their minds behind. And then hear every day, that is the truth. All we need is knowledge and understanding and wisdom, and all these things will work. We have listened to different sermons on faith. There are 10 keys to make your faith work. How many for the understanding to apply it is not there. Many of our presidents have certificate from Harvard. How to make a nation work, two of us. Most African presidents have certificate from Cambridge. But when they come to Africa, their understanding to apply what they learned doesn't work. Immediately they land in Inamfi as a query airport. They know that they evaporate. You know what I'm saying? There are many things that we need to know. But with the foolishness lies in the bottom of a child. The people of God are destroyed not because of how powerful demons are, but lack of what? Lack of knowledge. We don't know. Can you lift up your hands? Father, there is a spirit of knowledge. There is a spirit. There is a spirit of understanding. There is a spirit of wisdom. There is a spirit of the Lord. The spirit of might. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We desire an impartation this evening of that knowledge. Of that spirit. In the name of Jesus. Increase in knowledge. May you increase in wisdom. In understanding. In might. And in the fear of the Lord. And all the dimension of that spirit in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16. You can take your seat. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16. We'll be praying for open heavens over your life. Matthew 3:16. Meet your heavens. Matthew 3:16. Open heavens.
Matthew 3:6.
Yes.
When he had been baptized,
yes,
Jesus came up immediately from the water.
Yes.
And behold, the heavens were opened to him.
When he was baptized, another translation, yes, sir, yes, sir. And the heavens were opened to him, yes, sir.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting upon him.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir. Now, as he was baptized, he was praying. How many of us are praying this evening? But we said, the heavens were open. All we need is an open door. Hallelujah. But this guy here is an embodiment of testimony of open doors. Many testimonies. Once God opened your door, you are made. Guys, I'm telling you. Things will begin to fall in place. Altogether, today it must happen for all of us. It must happen for all of us. Don't relevant people. They don't see you, they like you. Something will come upon your atmosphere today. There are people that things don't work around them. But as we pray this evening, the heavens in your life, the Bible says, when they sing, their heaven will become as brass. And even rain will not fall. But today your atmosphere will be fertilized. Your heaven must be open. Your business open. Wait. Your business atmosphere must be open. Your academic pursuit must be open. You're not permitted to be stranded. So I never want to open heaven. I want it in ministry. And I know you want it up. We'll be praying that now. Be on your feet now and begin to press. And say, Father, I desire open heavens. And I can tell you, you will experience it. It will happen. It will happen for you. Shama. Shalom.
open. Every door that was closed against you, I stand here anointed with the mantle and unction of God, that the door are open in the name of Jesus. They will never be closed against you. And every door that is meant to have opened by now, by fire the opener, I attack him and Ladea. Every door that is supposed to open, we fought them to open. Anything closed against your life, we come in the name of Jesus. We command them to walk in Jesus' name. For that prayer point, we'll be praying for the year 2020. You can take your seat now. Ecclesiastes to the 3 verse 1 and then verse 11. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. Yes.
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. To everything there's a season.
Now listen to me, please, guys. To everything there is a season.
A time for every purpose.
And a time for every purpose under the earth. Verse 11 now, sir.
Verse 11.
Yes.
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
Now, God has a way of making things beautiful in his time. Yes.
Also, he has put eternity in their hearts.
The heart of men. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, listen up. This is not everybody. Now, there is a time and a season. That is, 2020 is a season for certain things in your life. Do you know that? There are things that are supposed to happen now. Now, things happening ahead of time is bad. Things happen behind time is also. That's what I'm saying. It is beautiful only in a season. That was married is beautiful when you are young. Mother God was telling me one time when he got one admission. And he was testifying, and the people say, yeah, testimony. Do you remember that story? Because at that time, was already a graduate anyway. But at that time, he was sharing his name with us here. Because that was when it was past. There are things that are supposed to happen in your life 2020. And things in June already, they must happen. Anything that God has calculated in your life to happen by 2020, by either the devil like it or not. Even if you don't want it to happen, it must happen. Anything calculated to happen in 2020 must happen. Every advancement you're supposed to advance, you must advance. Anything you're supposed to know, you must know. It will not enter 1st January 2021. It will not cross. Any money that is supposed to enter your hand, it will not cross December. Amen. Somebody was telling me that when he came to God, he said there was a particular amount of money he was trusting God for. That the thing happened in 1 month. That is what he was trusting God for, the first month, it happened in 1 month. There are things that will happen in your life this year, they must happen. They must happen. So we are going to pray now fire and say, no. I was there from the days of John the Baptist. The kingdom of God sovereign one. Only rugged people take it by force. You'll be praying, Father, let them say, Father, anything meant for 2020, any level I'm supposed to cross, any city I'm supposed to preach, Corona will not stop me. Any level of impact in ministry I'm supposed to get, nothing will stop me. Are you ready now? Can you begin to press? Are you loving the Lord of the host? Can you hear? Shapateki lanoska akuru mina katapara kadesh shapala katanga makadeke dikalaga January 2020 February April May June July August September October November December anything calculated by Elohim
anything that is stopping what belongs to you in 2020. Can you lift up your hands? Father, encourage, fast in the Yamalakadea, encourage. You said you have come to contend with fire. Anything that will stop your people and what you have calculated for them for 2020 by your consuming fire, it is consumed in the name of Jesus. Anything standing in your gap, standing and resisting you, standing and resisting God's promises over your life, fire manash. By fire it is devoured. Your irresponsibility is arrested. I command your body to work on the responsibility. Anything on your mind that you are struggling with, that is limiting you, it is over. What God has calculated for you 2020 must happen. By fire it must happen. Nothing will stop you up in the name of Jesus.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.